What are your thoughts on these songs at the end of each show?
Is this heavy metal stuff?
Yeah.
Don't like it. I prefer, I told you before, I'm Take That and things.
But do you, alright, but do you like listen and go, what's that rubbish?
Yeah. But I know you like it, and I know the Spurs poet likes it, so I just let you get on with it.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 7th of October, 2014. I'm Steve, live quite near London. How about you, Carl? How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm not that close to London, but I do well and I fly over plenty of times to see the mighty Spurs.
Londonderry?
Yeah, near there, not too far from there.
Can you call it that, or is it Derry?
Yeah, call it Londonderry or Derry, whatever you want to call it.
Thanks. Well, Colin is the Irish guy on the podcast. You like being called that?
Yeah, I don't care. I've been called a lot worse things.
No, it's good. So listen, mate, let's get straight into it. We're a Tottenham podcast, talk about Tottenham each week. Try and keep the shows a little bit shorter, but we always end up running over. There's loads of podcasts out there at the moment. And listen to them all. I can't listen to as many now, Cole, because I walk to work, so it's a bit more difficult. So I'm cutting down, and it's interesting because I always used to listen to them all, but now because I'm cutting down, I'm having to sort of go, well, that one's an hour and a half, that one's an hour and 45 minutes. I'm listening to the shorter ones first. I don't know what other people do. So, we try and keep it a little bit shorter because otherwise you're going to end up rambling on forever and ever. Anyway, mate, look, let's get straight into it. The first thing is, obviously, we've got, the new guys come in. The old guy was okay. I liked him, obviously, supported him. A lot of people weren't too sure about him. He's gone. And we've got the new guy come in. He's trying to keep it simple. And I'm quite impressed. What do you reckon, Cole? Andy Lillywhite Goldberg, what do you reckon?
Yeah, top man. Top man. you caught me out there. You caught me out. Andy Lillywhite Goldberg, he's doing a fantastic job. I was going to give him a wee shout out later on the show. So no, he's doing a great job. It's the first week on the Facebook page. So keep it up, Andy. I'm still getting plenty of new likes, plenty of likes on the page, comments. So. Good stuff. He is an old man, but isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. Yeah, keep going, mate. You're doing a great job.
At the minute, he's the AVB of the Facebook page. You know?
He hasn't had much stick yet. Wait till you start getting a bit of stick. He'll start texting me. I'm not sure about all this. I'm not sure what's going on. No, it's good. It's good stuff. Right. Listen, Southampton, thoughts?
Yeah, look, main thing, 3 points. Three really important points as well. And it was something, I think, obviously we'll talk about later with Man City coming up here in a couple of weeks' time. So I think it was really important for us to get that win, no matter what way the performance sort of was. The 3 points, I think, was the most important thing. And, we got it. That's all we could ask for. Probably could have been done in a bit more style, a bit more entertainment. As we have said before, that's what we're looking for, especially at White Hart Lane. But 3 points was, I think it was crucial. At the weekend there, Stephen, I was more than happy, just really relieved to hear that full-time whistle go. And for him as well, obviously playing his old team, there was a bit of pressure on his shoulders there on Sunday. But, he got the job done, made the selection. I think everybody probably got it right. I sort of thought he would have went with that same squad. A few people were calling for Adi Bayor not to be maybe in the starting lineup, but, he went with what he knew, and I thought the performance, was good, and just relieved and happy that we got the win.
Yeah, I mean, I was there, and it was funny because the game went in patches. Really, it was like 10 minutes of dross, 10 minutes of pretty good stuff, 10 minutes back to dross, and when we scored, we were woeful. You know, it was a really bad period, and I turned around and as you do, as I always do at this, keep doing at the moment, is I turned around and I fell behind and I just said, this is drivel. This is absolutely awful. And he went, well, not sure. And he tries to stay positive or he'll be negative towards me. And I'll go, well, you know, so we try and sort of keep each other, upbeat. And Eriksen scored, who again was playing absolutely, you know, just doing nothing really. And he scored a really, really good goal. It was a good team goal. Adi Bayor obviously had a big part to play who didn't have a good game. According to a lot of people, and Chadley was involved as well, good little layoff, who was in and out of the game as well. So, you know, it was great to be 1-0 up, going into half time, because that's quite a rare thing. And then coming out in the second half, you know, Southampton obviously had their chances, and, you know, at times it was like, oh, you know, scary stuff. But, you know, it was all right. And listen, we beat ourselves up too much. You know, all you have to do is just remember about all the classic cliche of United win when they play badly. I mean, how many times have you heard that? How many times have you heard about, you know, sides not playing all that well but getting results? I mean, how many times have we played fantastically against the top, top side? They get the win, and, you know, 2 or 3 weeks down the line, no one even remembers it. You know, just look at the Arsenal last year. No one, you know, we lost 3 times. That's all that matters. That's all that's important. Actually, when you look at it, you know, particularly the game at White Hart Lane, we battered them after Rizicki scored. But it doesn't matter, because they won the game. And it's, you know, it's like this one. You know, we won the game. And actually, I didn't realise this. When you look at the attempts, we did have more attempts than Southampton. And so, you know, we probably just about, you know, deserved it. Although if Southampton would have scored, you know, we would have said that they deserved it as well. So it was one of those games that, you know, I'm really pleased that we got the 3 points. You know, we're just learning about the side and the players. I think we're learning a lot more about the players that we didn't think were any good at all. Danny Rose, for example, you know, another really good, really solid, passionate, talented performance by him. The other guy who got injured, named Carl Norton, really, really playing well. But he went off on injured, which is a real shame. Because his confidence is coming back. And then when Dyer came in, another one who's got a lot of criticism recently, came in and played really, really well. Looked strong. I mean, he's a big lad. What is he, 19? Yeah. He's like a rugby player.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He was right in front of me at points, and I was like, blimey, he's a really, really big, tough lad. And so that was good. Go on then, what are your thoughts on some of the individual performances, Carl?
Yeah, well, one I just want to go to, who you mentioned earlier, was Adi Bayor. And, you know, I noticed, and obviously I'm just going off highlights, which I seen, you know, on the Football First programme on Sunday evening. But, you know, a lot of people that I sort of heard, you know, slagging him off for his performance on Twitter and, you know, things. But when I was coming home, I was actually at football with my son on Sunday, and we were listening to the game on the radio. And the guys that were doing the radio commentary at the end, you know, actually pointed out Adi Bayor and said, you know, he has never seen Adi Bayor work so hard in all his life in a game. That's the comment that I heard on the radio. This was the guy commentating on the match. So whenever I got home and was able to get on to Twitter, I found it really strange that he was getting so much criticism there. So I watched him really closely. Now, obviously, you're just going by highlights of what he's seen. What I seen from him, and especially on the goal, you know, it was great strength, great work down the line, you know, to play the ball in. And he looked to me like he was trying. What was your feeling at the game, Steve?
Well, I thought he was in and out of the game.
But he worked hard.
Yeah, well, there were points where he did, there were points where he didn't. You know, I've always said, you know, people like Lineker, you don't see him for the whole game, but he turns up in the right places, and even he'll tell you that. You know, when he doesn't score, you'd say he was lazy, but, you know, he's a different game. Adi Bayor is up there on his own. And at points you think, go and move yourself. And at points, you know, he's sprinting 50 yards to make a tackle. And you think, well, where are you going? You know, you got a bit chilly and you just go to warm up. But it looks as if he's trying really hard. You know, he's obviously, his body is very lollopy. I just find that some of these comments are like your usual suspects. You know, we won't name names, Cole, but it's like they're as soon as he has a game where he hasn't scored, it's all the stats come out, and he hasn't scored in this game. Oh, he's rubbish. And I think, well, you know, yeah, you're leaping on these things. You know, it's almost like you've got a hidden agenda to purposely, you know, leap on the fact that when he's poor. Just to prove a point. Listen, you know, you don't have to do it. You can change your mind. Yes. You know, we got the win. He was involved in the goal, which was great. You know, look at last week with Arsenal, when Lamella, you know, had a big part to play in that game. And, you know, he set up the pass, and everyone's, you know, leaping on him, going, oh, fantastic, what a brilliant thing to do. It's almost the reverse with Adebayor. Yeah, yeah. It's like leaping on it to go. So I think there's a real, with Spurs fans, it's a real divide, you know. I think you've got your Adebayor and your Townsend lovers, like me, who are trying to defend these guys because they're getting so much negativity. And then you've got the other people who absolutely love Eriksen and Lamella, and will boost them, will almost go, well, so therefore, let's sell all these other awful players. And you've got to get that balance. It's difficult, because, you know, we all have our favourites, and of course Twitter is one of these things that, you think, well, I'll just have a quick look through, and, we probably do it as well because we're podcasters. So, you know, people listen to this and think, oh, he definitely doesn't like them, definitely doesn't like him or whatever. And you're like, well, no, but I still want to see him do well. But to say, you know, we need to sell that player is almost like you really don't like him, do you? You know, there's, I was always like it with Huddleston though. So I'm not going to, you know, yeah. I'm the worst, and I'm not going to pretend that I'm not. So, you know, Cole, but Adebayor, your match of the day too as well, they said he played really well. Yeah, so yeah. It was a bit of a weird one. I just thought he had his normal performance, you know. Yeah. His body language is very difficult because he's such a lolloper that you just think, oh, he's not interested today. And by the way, sorry, Cole, his first touch was awful. But it's been good recently, hasn't it? Well, since he came back into the side from Tim Sherwood, brought him back, I thought his first touch had really improved. Well, it was back to awful on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the guy, to me, he just needs that goal. I think when the goal comes along, he'll maybe go on a run of scoring a few goals as well, you know. So, look, I still like Adebayor. I think he's still the best at option that we have there. And, I don't think it would have done him any good, you know, for him to be put on the bench. But I would like to see Harry Kane maybe get, you know, a bit of a chance as well. I think he's done great. We'll talk about Besiktas later. I thought he had another real good, strong performance for us there. The other one, just to sort of round off the game, was, you know, obviously Mason played again, Steve. And did you find that his influence was good on the pitch, or was it just one of those, like, the third game where you sort of go, all right, you know, he's okay. You know, he's had two really good games. Was it that sort of a feeling about him?
Yeah, I mean, he came on against Forest and he set the game alight, didn't he, with a great goal. He was very, very good against Arsenal. Done a couple of things that, you know, as Spurs fans we loved, without going into it, the Jack Wilshere thing, obviously. And then he played all right, you know, he's absolutely fine. Again, you know, it's one of these things where, as opposed to Dyer, actually I think Mason looks very slight. And that's a bit of a worry because obviously if he's playing in central midfield, you know, you want more of a tough figure. Although Modric obviously was very slight as well. But you know, from what I've heard, all the different stories about him, loving Spurs and coming into the side and wanting to do well, you know, that's all really, really good. You know, Bentaleb obviously came in at the same sort of time last year, and did really well. Without doing, you know, too much to make you go, wow, we've got a player here. Do you know what I mean? So I think, you know, he's another very good player. But like I say, you know, he shouldn't be in the side. Not because of him, but because Dembele should be there, or Paulinho should be there, or Bentaleb maybe should be there, or two or three others should actually be in that that attacking midfielding that link player, and you know, by the fact that they haven't been bothered or by really poor performances, Mason's got his chance and he's taken it really, really well. He was good. Good.
But I say, you know, the main thing is happy enough with the performance. Yes, I think, we said last week as well, we're going to give this guy time, hopefully settle in. You know, I think Chadley had another decent game for us as well. So, you know, a bit more time. We've got, obviously, Man City coming up here next game. Away to City is going to be a really, really tough match for us. But so was Arsenal as well, and we showed what we could do there. But, you know, then after that there, we've got a run of four or five games, Steve, which are all very, very winnable. And I think that's the time where we've got to hope that things start to click. And, you know, the big thing is, it's the scoring of goals again. Excuse me. You know, we just need to start putting the ball in the back of the net. You know, so I was driving home, listening to the match. I turned around to Christopher and went, you know, isn't this just typical? When can we ever be comfortable? You know, it would have been so nice to be driving home 3-0 up, you know, at White Hart Lane and getting, you know, going, I can relax and enjoy this last 20 minutes. You know, it just never seems to happen for us. But I suppose that's another joy of being a Spurs fan. But yeah. I say, look, 3 points, Steve, main thing. And great win against this old club as well, which I think was good, because if we'd lost that game, you know, all the talk would have been, oh, Pochettino, he's left Southampton and went to this team. And look, we're Southampton. You know what it's like. Everybody just jumps on this bandwagon. Yeah. So really, really pleased for Pochettino, and hopefully it's a sign of better things to come for us.
Yeah. I mean, and we'll talk about Lamela in just a second as well. But just to talk about the Koeman thing, obviously last week I said that, you know, Koeman's had a whole week to prepare for the game, whereas, you know, in my little theory of things, Pochettino has only got the Saturday to train because they're training for the Europa game before. Some people tweet me and say, no. What happens is Pochettino goes off with the Europa side and the other coaches take the Premiership side. Listen, if that's what you know, then that's what you know. But I don't know how you know that. I personally don't know how it works. But, you know, that was just a little theory of mine. If that guy in the last couple of minutes would have scored, you know, we would have been sitting there going, look, that's another, you know, poor Europa game. It's another poor Premiership game. You know, what is going on? Why can't we get this right? But we got the win, so therefore people will obviously tweet at me saying, well, that's your theory out the window, blah, blah, blah. You know, such fine margins. What I will say about Koeman, which is interesting, was that Pochettino spent the entire game on the edge of his technical area, and it was quite interesting. At one point, he was shouting at Lamela. Like, I just heard him shouting, Eric, Eric, and having a go at him because he'd given the ball away for the umpteenth time. And Koeman sat in his chair the whole game. Now, Brendan Rodgers and is it Alan Irving?
Yeah.
For West Brom.
West Brom, yeah.
Both stood right on the edge of the technical area for their games, and both of them in their post-match interview said, well, we've been working really hard at the tactics, blah, 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 which is where I got this idea from. It wasn't just plucked out of thin air. I thought, wait there. The Brendan Rodgers and Irving are both talking about tactics against Tottenham, and what... That's because they've been working on them all week, whereas we don't work on the tactics against these other sides. Anyway, blah, blah. Koeman's just sat in his chair the whole game. And I thought it was really interesting, because why wasn't he up? Why wasn't Koeman on the edge of the... you know, I said last week, you know, he's one of the greatest ever European, Dutch, Barcelona players. If I was playing it for him, you know, and he was standing up staring at me, I'd think, right, I better put a shift in here. Not that Southampton didn't, but, you know, that little extra, you know, bit of intimidation You know, maybe for our players would have looked over and gone, blimey, Ronald Koeman.
Yeah.
But, you know, he didn't. He sat there. The other interesting thing about Koeman was, did you see when Cabool went shoulder to shoulder with that fella?
Yeah.
He went down and he was clean through.
Yeah.
And the fellas all around me were going, well, that should be a red. If it's a foul, it's a red. And I said, well, I turned around and said, well, it's really interesting. I wonder what Koeman will say about that. Because, of course, for those of us who are a little bit older, it's one of the most famous, you know, person clean through, gets pulled down and only gets a yellow. Do you remember, well, you're Northern Ireland, but do you remember David Platt?
Yeah, and he scores the one-on penalty.
The free kick. Yeah. So David Platt was clean through for England against Holland. Koeman pulled him back, didn't he? And they gave a free kick first of all. It should have been, well, no, it was outside the box. But it should have been a red. And Graham Taylor obviously going like, do I knock like that? And all this. So, and actually, funnily enough, Koeman did say, well, if the referee saw it as a yellow, he saw it as a yellow, you know, for Cabool. Because he couldn't say, no, it's a red if you're clean through, because it happened to him. So that was an interesting one about him. Anything to say about that, Carl, before we move on to Lamella?
No, just one wee thing, just while you were talking about Southampton. Which I meant to ask you earlier. What was Mr. Schneiderlin like? Obviously, there's been a lot of talk. That's the guy that we wanted. And obviously, you've had a chance to see him live there on Sunday. I know, obviously, playing for Southampton against us. But, you know, how did he look as a player? Because I do still believe there's rumblings that, you know, this guy could possibly still be, you know, on our wanted list. And he's certainly someone I think I would love to get there. How did you find him, or what was the crowd like with him?
Couldn't tell you really, didn't stand out. You know, obviously his position is that defensive midfielder, although he scored a couple of goals this year. No, couldn't tell, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't got a clue. And with Lamella, you know, moving on to him then, obviously he's someone that obviously doesn't divide opinion, because we all want him to do so well. Do you know what he reminds me of? And I have to go back a long, long way here to my first memories of Chris Waddle when he first joined Tottenham. Similar gait, you know, similar, that, you know, really long legs. Anderton as well. Do you remember when Anderton first joined Tottenham?
Yeah,
he was dreadful. I know he had I think he was injured. But, you know, really, really poor. But something about him, you know, the way they sort of bring the ball down, you know, with those long legs and, you know, that stride, you know, and that dip of the shoulder and the tiny little glimpses of skill that they do, which you think, wow, you know, this guy's a player. But I've got to say, the way they give the ball away, and when they try these things and it doesn't come off, you think, just keep it simple, no try the difficult thing. Again, it's that fine line of what do you do? We just need to see him again smack a couple of goals in, don't we? And I think it's coming. I think it's coming. And as soon as he smacks a couple in, you know, I think he'll be flying. Again, I think he's a man who's desperate for that confidence. We're playing him all the games, as you wanted him to, Cole. But just not quite ticking those boxes just yet.
I agree with that there, but as I said, and I always harped on about last year, he just needs to play, get used to this league. And I think I said it last week, in the new year, I really do believe in the new year, and he'll bang a few goals in, he'll start to win a few games for us. So, he is quality, and he will come. But I know what you mean, he does get the ball away. But what I like about him as well, I think he's always trying to entertain. And again, that is a big Spurs thing for us. That we love our flair players. You know, we've had our Gazzas and the Waddles and all these guys and our Huddles and things. We love the guys. It's even like Sif Naeem when he was there. We loved Naeem because he tried stuff. We loved Ginola. You know, we always have that kind of player. And I think that's what I like about him. He tries to do things. And eventually they'll come off and he's going to score an absolute worldie. Someday we're all going to go mad about him. And then we'll sell him to Real Madrid for about £102 million.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah. Let's just quickly go on to Besiktas. Besiktas were far the better side. I thought that, you know, it was a good game, wasn't it? Because they came out and played.
Yeah.
Denver Bar was excellent, I thought. Although, again, people saying we should have bought him, and then other people saying why he was rubbish tonight. I think, you know, what are these people that just don't know anything about football? And, you know, the people listen to this and go, oh, how insulting. But seriously, he tore our back, our defence apart.
Yeah.
And if you can't see that, then you really don't know much about football.
I tweeted out Steve after the game about, and I hadn't realised that he had went there for £7 million.
Yeah.
And I tweeted out, you know, Demba Ba, 7 million and a load of question marks. And, you know, I got a couple of good replies from guys, and probably on Facebook as well, I think. And they were right to say probably Chelsea wouldn't have sold to us. And that was probably a big part to do with it. But I sort of felt, you know, Chelsea wanted rid. And if we had offered, you know, maybe even 10 million or something, I think Chelsea would have found it hard because they needed them out of there. They needed them off the wage bill possibly as well. But when I just watch the guy, as you say, strength, he's a bit like an Adi Bayor in a way, isn't he? But he's probably a wee bit more direct.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe this guy. I'm sure himself is wondering, why am I playing in Turkey? I know Galatasaray, Besiktas, you know, Fenerbahce, they're big, big European clubs, but why would you want to be playing in the Turkish league? It's a bit like, is it Snyder?
Yeah,
with, Simon, you know, he's out there, you know, yeah, and you're going, you know, what's going on? And there's just another striker that I looked at and went, he could be with us.
Hmm.
And as you say, he tore us apart. And on his day at Newcastle, even at Chelsea, he was out. Like, he dragged Newcastle along whenever he signed it. Even at West Ham, he was banging goals in. And at someone for 7 million, I was just really annoyed. But you're right, they played well, and he, no matter what anybody says, he played well. He was a danger all night against us. But look, we fought really hard on the night, Steve. And it was, people say it was a second team, but you still can look. There was 11 international players out there.
Yeah, and we've got to play them.
Felt that we just didn't try enough, you know.
We've got to play them. I mean, you know, yes, you can only make two or three changes, or four or five changes. But who are you keeping? Who aren't you playing? No, because that means that then guys like Paulinho just won't get a game at all.
Yeah. And he was poor again, Steve.
He was poor again.
Yeah.
But we said he needs a break because he played, what, 3 years on the constantly with that tournament in Brazil, what have you. We did say he needed a break. But he was poor again and he was playing in the wrong position, so
yeah.
I give him a little bit of a break. But got to play him. He can't just sit in a suit. You know, it's not a money thing. It's not a wages thing. You know, he's a Brazilian international who has to play at some point. We've got such a huge squad that these guys have to play. And, you know, you have to... Lennon, you know, you can't just sit him in the stands because we're going to play Lamella again. You know, you have to play some of these guys. And they should be good enough to get a result, particularly at home. And with Europa, obviously, we forget to mention that there is a Champions League spot at the end of it. The difference, I would say, with getting Champions League through the Europa and Champions League through the Premiership, although it might be easier through Europa, is the fact that if you get it through the Premiership, of course you're going to finish higher than Arsenal. Do you know what I mean? So it's that, like, sugar and, you know, icing and cherry on top of the cake. So it would be so much sweeter to do it that way.
Right.
Whether it's easier or not, I mean, like, you know, people are saying it's a lot easier to get the Champions League by winning the Europa. Well, as I said a couple of weeks ago, we've not been close to doing well in the Champions, to doing well in the Europa. Even when we got to the latter stages and we played most of our first team players, as soon as we get up against a decent side, we've been kicked out. We, for some reason, I don't know. And we've been a lot closer to the Premier League, getting that top four. But also, it's not about finishing, getting the Champions League. It's about winning a trophy as well. So it's, you know, so there's all these different things going on. Yeah. You know, I don't know what's right. I always say that. But, you know, people seem to think, no, definitely this, definitely that. I don't know. But all I do know is that, you know, when Kane scored against Besiktas, I kind of went, yeah, you know, that's good. I felt happy. I didn't really go bananas. When Ericsson scored against Southampton, I jumped out of my seat, went crazy, was really, really happy. So for me, you know, that's where my loyalty lies. But obviously there's people, you know, wherever you are around the world, whether you're in America or Thailand, wherever you are, right? You know, you might go crazier if we score in the Europa Cup. I don't mind, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, and one thing, one player actually I just want to mention from it, and I really like the look of him, is Stamboli. I really, really like this guy. I thought he had a brilliant game for us. Really disappointed when he actually gets substituted. And he's one guy, maybe Mason's just slipped in there in front of him at the minute, but he's one guy, Steve, I would like to see getting a Premiership run here. I thought he had a really, really strong game for us. Doesn't mind putting a tackle in. Likes to go forward as well. So really, really interested to see how this guy goes for us. The other player who, I'll put it out there, I'm a wee bit worried about, is Big Fazio. And I'll put it out, I might get shot down for it. I'm not sure about this guy, Steve.
He's the new Ricardo Rocca.
Yeah, I think so. And he just, I don't know, I know it's hard, I don't want to be hard on the guy because he's only there, but he doesn't look very mobile. I know he hit an absolute rocket of a shot, but he worries me, Steve.
He might be alright. So. I'll tell you who has gone down from a player that I would have said is, you know, 7.5, 8 out of 10, got good potential, looks pretty good. Kirakesh has gone at, I mean, what the difference between 2 weeks ago when we said, yeah, he's slightly shaky, but I think he'll be all right. I mean, the guy just did, in the last three games he's played, hasn't put a foot right. He looks dreadful. I mean, what's going on with him? I mean, absolutely dreadful. I mean, we don't have to bang on about it because obviously everybody else is, but, you know, and all I'll say about that is let's not, you know, go crazy because obviously last year Danny Rose was terrible. He's probably at the moment in the running for the player of the season. So, you know, these players can come back, but, oh, my goodness.
Actually, if you think back to last season, out of all our new signings, he was probably the one that I would say all of us, and including the listeners here, was actually thinking, yeah, he was probably one of our best of the seven that was signed.
Oh, he was in loads of people's starting 11.
Yeah.
Loads of people's.
I do feel sorry for the guy, and, you know, people are putting, I never want to see this guy on a Tottenham shirt again. I think it's going a wee bit too far at the minute, but, you know, it was just a crazy, you know, for him to, a Premiership player for doing our shot, and he knew what he was doing. I think he was trying to be sneaky and get away with it with a flick of the hand, but it was just so blatant and madness. We need to remember the performances, and he had some great performances for us last year. So hopefully this isn't going to knock the guy back too far, but he'll definitely play in Europa League the next game. So hopefully he'll have a wonder game for us.
Have you got fantasy football results?
We do indeed. Yeah, quick fantasy football tonight. In first place is Chris Roberts. Then with Jeff Viscus, Ulla Holtman, Paul Burgett, Claire Hillman, Nick Alexander, Jonathan Dunn, Marco Casavillian, West Country Yid, my favourite. I want him to win the league if I'm not going to win it. And, who's in 10th? Adam Currier. Now, I'll give you a wee quick one on Adam. Adam's only back into the league this week. He sent me a wee message. Remember, he was put out for the scum players last year? But Adam has guaranteed me he'll have no scum players, and I told him I'll be watching. So Adam has got back into the league there. So his suspension was lifted from last season. So well done, Adam. He's up in the top 10 there. At the bottom of the league is Daniel Russo, Michael Wells, Gemma Stubbles. I don't think Gemma's listening to the show anymore, is she? Because she isn't changing that team.
No, I think she listens to the ones we're swearing in now.
Yeah,
she's at that age.
Yeah, and Lee Barry as well. Most points this week with 83 points. Really, really good score was Mike Rink, and not a scum player in sight. I haven't seen one for quite a while, so I'm still checking and still looking. Steve, 138th drop down. I've dropped down as well. I'm down to 55th. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And I actually had quite a good point week. And the Spurs poet, he dropped away down because he was above me last week. He's away down to 67th. So absolutely shocking. And look, the Spurs poet still giving me stick on Twitter. So he is out there, guys that are all listening. You know, I feel it. I'm starting to feel a wee bit sorry for him because I think his popularity's starting to drift. Mm. So it is for the pod, and his only way of getting out there is to have a wee dig at me and you, Steve. So, you know, be careful out there, Twitter listeners, of listening to the Spurs pod. He's trying to get himself back up, you know, but unfortunately in fantasy football he's way down there, and I can probably see the pod being in the bottom 100 next week. Andy Goldberg.
Yeah.
Guess what position he's in?
Go on.
He's not even in a position. He's not even in our league. I can't believe it.
Isn't he?
I'm devastated, but I sent Andy a wee message tonight and said, Andy, get you onto the fantasy league. Get it set up and get in there so we can give you a shout out. Unfortunately, when he does join, he's going to start in 0 points, so he'll probably get his name read out most weeks.
It'll still be me.
In the bottom five. Yeah, you probably will catch. You'll catch Stevie's enough, Andy.
No, he's doing a great job there on the old, on the old page. Brilliant. Yeah. He changed our picture in the background. Or was that
he did indeed. No, that was him. And
was that him?
It's brilliant.
Oh, dear.
I know, he's getting a wee bit above his station. You need to ask permission to do this kind of stuff.
Absolutely, I can't believe it.
But what a great picture.
AGM, we'll have to address that, definitely.
Yeah, he definitely owes us a few Fosters for doing that.
Right, so we've got Man City. Here's my team for Man City.
Okay.
So we've got Lloris in goal. Can we have Vorm as well? Or can you only have one?
You can have him and Friedel if you want.
Right, so I'm going back six of Dyer, Rose, Vertonghen, Fazio, Kabul. So back five of them.
Then Karakase, you're going to put him
No. Stambouli and Kapu, the two in front of them. And then, you know what I mean?
I know.
Lennon, because he's good defensive duties. Yeah. It might be the only game that he's actually playing,
It's going to be a tough. It's just a pity, actually, that is our next one. But in a way, I sort of thought about it as well. It mightn't be too bad because of the international break. You know, both teams are coming back. It's going to be a good time to play them.
By the way, I love the international break. Brilliant, isn't it? So we've got 2 weeks of being a point above Arsenal. Fantastic.
Yeah. True. Never thought of it that way.
Oh, it's beautiful. It was like, 2 weeks. Nothing to worry about it.
But here, that's what I'm saying, Steve. You know, it mightn't be a bad thing because, as you've said about, you know, managers preparing for games coming up, you know, everybody at Man City is going to be, most of the Spurs players are going to be away as well. So they're both going to come back. Early kickoff as well might not suit City. I think City have struggled sometimes with the early kickoffs on a Saturday. So you never know. Look, I think he'll go there. He'll go the way he went against Arsenal. He'll go to sit back and try and catch them on the counter-attack. I'd like to see, you know, Lloris, obviously. I think Darrell playing, Norton's injured now. For Togan, along with Kabul, it'll be Danny Rose. I'd like to see Stambouli in there, definitely, beside Kapuye.
Yeah.
I would even, might even be a game where Lamella might not start, even though I'd like him to start, but it might be likes of a Dembele, you know, a Christian Eriksen.
Yeah.
Maybe even Townsend. Give Townsend maybe a run for, you know, for if we're going to play counter-attack in football, maybe get Townsend in there, and it'll be Adebayor up front, you know. That's what happened against the whole team. Might suit him as well, but I think we're probably going to expect a game like the Arsenal match, and you never know, we might just sneak one on the counter attack again.
Yeah, I think that guy wasn't last year. I think it was the year before that Adebayor played, or was it last year? And he came in, and I can't remember. He looked quite good. No, it was the game before because it was Stephen Caulker scored.
Last year he came on a sub real late on.
It was the game before. He played really well, and it was a real thorn in their side because he was winding them up, if you remember rightly. And I think Stephen Caulker scored, but I think they won it. For me, and this is so negative, and I really apologise, just don't worry about it. It's a write-off, and then we got Newcastle, you know, but at least we've got it out of our way because, you know, it's it's, you know, where's our shake, as I always say, and it's quite funny listening to the other podcasts, because they're all saying the same thing now, you know, one after the other. They're sort of saying, well, come on then, I've had enough of this, you know, we've been doing this for long enough, and I'll say the same thing every week, let's just get a load of money and finish above Arsenal, and let's just do it, because let's face it, you know, if we do it, we'll be there chanting and shouting around, and none of us are going to go, well, it doesn't feel right, you know, and some, like, clever old podcaster will say, no, I won't be able to look in the mirror. Well, yes, you will. Of course you will.
Every smile
on your face. Yeah,
everywhere you go in the country, you'll be seeing kids wearing Spurs kits. You know, that's what'll happen with Yeah, you're right. Look, let someone just come in and give us a couple of billion and let's go out and sign every top player and give them 300 grand a week and let's just win the league before we die. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, please, please. Anyway, mate, lovely. Right, so we got, the international stuff coming up. Can't believe, by the way, that Townsend got into the England squad. And then you've got, Man City, and then is it Newcastle the week after?
I think it's Newcastle. That's what I was saying. We've got I don't know exactly, but I remember looking at it the other week, and we've got a run of four or five games maybe coming up, which are, you know, against all those teams, you know, the Newcastles, maybe, I think it might be Stoke, and, you know, those sort of games coming up, you know, that's where I want to see us push on and start to go out and beat these teams that we should be beating.
Yeah. I mean, we've got the Man City, and then we've got the side, Tripolis, good old Europa one, and then the Newcastle is on the Sunday at 1:30. So probably be missing, I don't know, Liverpool, Man United or something at that time.
Yeah.
actually that Arsenal Chelsea game was, you know, it's a shame we missed that, because like I say, that's one of my favourite ones. But talk about handbags. You know, if anybody says, you know, what does it mean when players have handbags? Just say, well, just watch Wenger and Mourinho here. Because my goodness, wasn't it? Couple of old wusses. Like, giving a bit of pitch and shove. Oh, don't come over here. Go over there. It was like, God, dearie me. And so embarrassing afterwards listening to them both talk about it. You know, the look on their faces, like they're smiling, they're not smiling, they're like, don't regret it, do regret it. It's like, oh, goodness me. Football managers.
The other crazy thing about that game, there probably should have been about four or five red cards.
Absolutely
across
right.
Across both teams.
Yeah.
And not one, and that would have been them, you know, both teams losing a few good players. You know, but of course, it doesn't. If it had been us, we'd have had
straight off,
and a few penalties. Yeah. That's the Spursy way. Spursy way.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm definitely not going to put any rock music on the end of this because I know you don't like it. So
I don't mind. Go ahead.
I put a bit of your music on the end.
Yeah, put a wee bit of rave or a bit of Take That on.
All right, mate.
Okay, mate, have a good break. And come on, you Spurs. With 3 points, we're above Arsenal. And as Steve said earlier, don't worry about the Man City game. Whatever happens, happens. We'll start from the following week.
We'll be fine. Come on, you Spurs.